Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work.
This is Billy Roberti.
And this is Maureen.
Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational worker, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Record. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that same class on the name by that name since 1994. Her customers tell us that their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years, and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Dynan Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on the show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look for us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God or Goddess, or whomever you call it, and the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tips and tools that you can use right now. Today, we are talking about dealing with the unexpected. Now, before we begin, I'd like to suggest you visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com, that's MaureenstGermain.com, to purchase her books, meditation CDs, and essential oil blends called Aromandalas for healing every kind of emotional wound. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. Last week, Maureen, I told our listening audience that you were on your Hawaiian dolphin swim trip, so I can imagine many of them are interested in hearing about your adventures. But first, why is it so important now to be prepared for the unexpected?
Well, I'm really glad you asked this question. With my group, we were really in the middle of it because although we weren't in Japan, and I have spent a lot of time in Japan, we were in Hawaii where a tsunami was predicted and did occur. So the reason to be prepared for the unexpected is a way to find your way in the world when the unexpected does happen. You know, people often ask me, you know, how do you know or what can you know? And one of the things I like to remind people is that logic is one way to predict the future, but it is not the only way. And, you know, we listen to the weather reports to tell us what's new and different from what we see outside. So it's a bit like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you first heard you had to be evacuated from your hotel?
Well, the first thing that happened is the group did kind of move into a bit of a panic mode, you know, and a couple of people were saying, well, we have to do this and we have to do that. And we all gathered around and I said, you know what, let's just settle down here and take a moment. You know, we don't have to be out of here instantly. We have a little bit of time. Let's gather our thoughts and see what we can do for Mother Earth before we see what we can do for ourselves. So when you move into that place of fifth dimensional connection, you can tell when you're in immediate danger and when you have the space or the ability to take a few moments and to kind of really, really assess the situation. In the medical world, they call this triage, where they literally weigh the value of all the incoming patients and put them in a certain order. And the triage nurses, for example, decide what you do first. So in our case, I was acting as one of the triage nurses, and I said, we need to connect with Mother Earth and see what we can do for Mother Earth first. So we grounded to the earth. And what that means is I have the ability of connecting to Mother Earth in such a way that I can feel her energy. And because this group was connected with me, because they have studied with me and have done work with me, and we'd been working all week together in a class, plus we'd been swimming with the dolphins, I was able to ground to the earth and then drop my energy into the earth, and everyone else was able to do that with me. And then as we did that, we could feel the rumble of the wave. It was quite incredible.
Wow.
So as we felt this energy move up our bodies, kind of like standing on an amusement park ride where the only thing it does is shake at the feet. So you're feeling this shakiness in your body energetically, even though the floor below you is not moving, but it feels like it is. And I said, okay, now you can feel this energy of the earth. You can all feel it. Let it move up your body. Now, at this time, open your heart. And one of the things I do is I teach people a very specific technique to open their heart. And one of the easy ways to do that for our listeners is to take a moment and just think of a favorite pet. It doesn't even have to be your pet. It could be someone else's pet that you've held or played with. And allow yourself to hold that being close to you just for a second and hear yourself saying, I love you. And feel how your heart opens. You can actually feel how your chest kind of expands and feels warm and fuzzy. And then we allow that love to sink back into Mother Earth to calm it down. Now, they originally were predicting 6-foot waves, and the end result was that there were 3-foot waves. I know that our group was not the only one working on this. But I know we also made a difference.
Yes. And we don't think we often can with Mother Nature. We don't realize that there's a connection between us. It's in all one way.
So the first thing we did was we looked after Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do with people who were freaking out around you? Were there other people outside your group?
Well, everybody was moving pretty calmly. It was nice to see that. You know, when we had come from dinner, when we heard the alarms, and we remarked, you know, how people were queuing up, but we didn't think to put the radio on, again, because there was no immediate danger in my world, because when there's immediate danger or when there's a need to do something specifically a certain way, I get very clear direction. You know, I was in New York City the day before 9/11, and when I went to buy those airline tickets a month earlier, I was told I had to fly home the day before 9/11, and I didn't know why. I was just told. So when people start to freak out around you, the best thing you can do is move into your heart. Again, take a half a second. Even if they won't listen, if you can find a way to put your hand on their hand or put your hand on their shoulder, some people will be so freaking out that they won't let you touch them, and that's okay too. But just open your heart and think of that little pet. And if you have the keyword that you use, or you're used to opening your heart on command, you know, like at the announcement of a word, open your heart and see that wave of love move through you and through everyone. And it will literally take everyone's anxiousness down one or two notches. So it takes us half a second to do that, but it is so worthwhile because then it changes the energy. And then you're in your heart when you're responding to someone else freaking out. So that improves the situation right away.
Okay, well, that sounds like something each of us can do.
Cool.
In terms of this connection you have to Mother Earth, is that something that each of us can develop, and how would you do that?
Yes. You know, I received a phone call from one of my students in Hawaii who studied with me 5 or 6 years ago, and she told me that by going into a particular cave that we went into in Hawaii at that time, on Kauai, she found that she was finally able to feel the grids. And then later that night, she was able to see the grids. And prior to that, she had not been able to do that. So the best way to learn how to feel the energies of Mother Earth is to study with a teacher, because a teacher can move you quickly into that space where you can feel it much easier than if you try to do it on your own. It's possible to do it on your own, but it's much easier and much better if you have someone who's already been there and knows the way. Just like if you want to go on a trip, you go into Google Maps, or you get a map from AAA, or you go with somebody who knows the way, and it makes the getting there so much easier. Then once you've been there with someone, going back on your own is very doable, and it doesn't take so much effort.
Yes,
get a good teacher.
Yes. Anyone you could recommend?
Well, obviously, if they can study with someone such as me, or a Flower of Life facilitator, or someone that is recommended by a friend, then you have a pretty good chance of having the right one. And if you don't know of anybody or you're living in an area where you just aren't connected with people that way, you know, you can go out to the Internet over and over. The people who end up picking me as their teacher will say to me, you know, I looked at five names who did this or that, and yours the name that just wouldn't go away. And so, you know, you find that one person will stick out more than another, and a person's name will light up for you, or their name will sound good to you, or you'll hear it and it sounds familiar. Any one of those things will help you know that this person that you're looking at is the right teacher for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like our listening audience to know that Maureen facilitates several workshops worldwide. You can find out about them at our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. Click on a workshop link for a complete description, dates, and locations, and to register online.
We're also taking calls. And Benny, you'll let us know if you have any.
Coming up, can you know in advance that something big is going to happen? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Feeling under the weather? Don't forget some simple home remedies. Garlic, ginger, horseradish, and hot chilies. Consume large amounts of garlic for its immune-boosting antibacterial properties. Eating chilies in soups is sure to get your nose running and sinuses flushed. Or wasabi horseradish on nori or sushi rolls will race through the sinuses and help clear you out. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insight and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Action Whey and Emerald C combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald C on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about dealing with the unexpected. I'd like to remind our listeners that you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link and choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Please call in to ask questions. Our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Maureen, how can we know in advance that something big is going to happen?
Well, you know, there were stories of, like, frogs that were migrating across the road. That's very unusual in Japan. And I think the way to know if something unusual is happening is to be tuned in every day and to take a minute and do some kind of prayer or meditation or introspection. And it doesn't take much. Maybe after you've combed your hair and brushed your teeth and you're ready to walk out the door, take 1 minute and just sit and say, okay, God, I am ready, I am willing, and I am able to be of service. And please help me be of maximum service. And then go on your day. Then if something big is going to happen, you're going to be aware that you need to do something. Every single time that I've been in very curious situations, I've been told. One time when I was getting fired from a job, I was told the day before. And I was told the exact time, that it would happen exactly at noon. And I thought, okay, fine then. And then I went to work the next morning, and I heard the song from Jewel, "In the End, Only Love Matters." And it went round and round in my head, and I thought, well, what's that all about? And it was like, oh, kindness only matters. That's the word. And I thought, oh, it's the whole point here is to be kind to one another. So I'll be kind to them, and they'll be kind to me. And so when it got close, I would say about 10 o'clock in the morning, I received another message that said, is there, you know, there may be some things. How did I get it? It was like, you know how you get, when you get fired, they make you box up your stuff while they watch. And so the kind of feeling was, get your stuff out of here before you get fired so that you don't have to fight with them over what comes, you know, what comes home. And I remember checking in and saying, is there anything here that they're going to say, you can't have this. You can't take this home. You know, files, important work like that. And when I checked in, I got, no, they're going to let you have everything you want. And so I thought, well, then I'm not going to take anything out in advance. I don't need to. I have complete faith in my guidance that this is an accurate piece of information. So there was one file that the personnel manager saw me put in my box, and she said, you can't have that. And so I handed it to her very graciously, and I said, would you ask the executive director if I could have this and take it home? And she smiled in a very smug way, like, yeah, right, they're not going to let you take any files home. So when the executive director came in to check on us, she handed her the file. She said, Maureen wants to take this home. And the director looked at it, and she said, no problem, here.
So keep listening to that little voice inside.
That's right.
You do Akashic record readings. If you had done a reading, well, you did readings, apparently, during your dolphin swim. Did anything come up in any of those readings, or can you just get this information anyway from the Akashic records about an earthquake, about stuff? Did any of that come up, or can it come up?
That's a really good question. Some of it did, but not in the way that you and I might expect. So when you open the records, well, first of all, I want to say that I was getting some body sensations all through the night and all the next day that I couldn't pinpoint, but in hindsight, I could recognize as signals that something was different that was going on. And, you know, people have dreams, people have experiences, they have, you know, lucid dreams where they dream one thing and then a hurricane. Then, you know, a few months later or a year later, they have a similar dream at that same time of year in hurricane season, and sure enough, another hurricane comes. And so they can begin to say, okay, that feeling and the idea of a hurricane are linked. So that's one way you can notice. And so when you are in these experiences that are somewhat traumatic, you might ask yourself, okay, was there anything in my consciousness that I overlooked or I bypassed? You know, we all get sensations all day long, and we ignore most of them except for the ones that seem important. Now, in the case of prediction per se, while you're in the Akashic records, you can get information that's related to something that might be time sensitive. For example, I had a client once who asked about a potential roommate. She'd already made up her mind she wanted to room with this guy, but she decided that she would ask. And the record keeper said to her, well, he'll be fine until the luster wears off. And she said, luster? What luster? And the record keeper said, well, she said, does that mean he's not going to last? And they said, yes. And they said, she said, well, how long will, you know, when will he leave? And they said, July. Now, it was already May. And she couldn't believe it because she hadn't even moved in with this guy yet. And they're telling her in basically a month and a half time, it's all going to fall apart. You know, and he was highly recommended, blah, blah, blah. And bottom line, that's exactly what happened. So when you're in the records, you can predict. It's not actually predicting. It's reading what's in the field based upon this action. So if she had said, well, what if I don't hire this guy or, you know, work with this guy as my roommate, then what? You know, then there might have been a different scenario with a different timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to note that there was definitely something brewing because everybody in the group was pretty peaceful. So even in that moment of anxiousness, people were pretty peaceful because if they weren't, they wouldn't have been able to connect with the earth that way. They wouldn't have been able to get right to it and be in their hearts pretty quickly. You know, so the calm was there right beneath the surface of anxiousness. You know, and when you've been evacuated from a country, being evacuated from a hotel for a tsunami is nothing because you know you're going to get to go back at some point, and you know that the hotel probably is not going to be destroyed at that point because you know how high the waves are going to be and so on. You know, so there's a sense of, well, we have to sit this out, but we don't know for how long. And it isn't like, you know, your house is in flames and everything's gone.
If you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Records reading by visiting our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com, and placing your order at her online store. If you're ordering an Akashic Records reading, consider the money-saving package that includes the 50-minute reading, a recording of it, and a bottle of Akasha, the Ara Mandala blend, to use before your reading to assist you in remembering it and maximizing your outcomes from it. Our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Maureen, you used to live in Wisconsin. Do you have any insight on the political events going on over the last few weeks? What's going on?
I do, and I have many close friends still in Wisconsin, and I do have some ideas on what's going on. Essentially, what has happened is the governor has attempted to create a rule that will prevent state employees from striking, and the limiting of that kind of action. And it's been a very, very peaceful protest. From the insiders that I know, there's been all kinds of what I would call false coverage that there's been violence and riots. Even the Wisconsin State Journal reported over $7 million worth of damage, and the next day had to issue a retraction saying, well, it was, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars. And what they didn't say was the reason there was damage is because the governor ordered that the windows be bolted shut and the bolts be sawed off so that they'd be hard to change out.
As we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder to check Maureen St. Germain for our current specials. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet again in the heavens, we wish you a million blessings this year and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.